Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, but I also go by Mr. Sunday Movies inexplicably. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
Nah, I'm not here. Just kidding, I am April Fools.
Wow, you got me.
Got ya.
But it's past April Fools, so who's the real Fools?
You are still. Got ya.
Fuck.
That's right. that's an exclusion to the rule, is that if you do it after midday or whatever, you're the fool. But if you can convince somebody, they're still the fool.
They're still the fool, exactly. Because it's like any trick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Any trick that you do.
Yeah.
Because we're now many days past. We were talking about it before the show about how people are loving April Fools.
The world is jack of it, as we would say in Australia. The internet collectively was like, nope.
Stop this.
Stop, we don't
and
like it.
And we know.
Yeah.
Like, we just know. Nothing is real on this day.
We all know because also a lot of social media interns accidentally released their April Fool's Day pranks early.
Yep.
Like all the scheduling program went off early. So everybody's like, oh yeah, April Fool's is coming.
Terrific.
And look, we've had this whole year has been an April Fool's, and quite frankly,
I feel like it was similarly last year where people were like, just don't. But yeah. I feel like even though, you know, things are sort of clearing up, people were more jack of it this year than even last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I love it. I love that people are over it.
Yeah.
Because it also gives it time to reinvent itself. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe
we're going to have the best goddamn April Fool's of all time next year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I don't want it.
No, I don't want it either.
Subway was all like, guess what, guys? We released a coriander cookie, and people were like, delete your account. Delete your account, never post on social media again, Subway.
Yeah, didn't you also hire a pedophile for like a decade, Subway? Didn't you do that?
Was that a fun April Fool's prank, Subway? Bit of shush, please, Subway.
Yeah. Also, nobody likes Subway, Subway. Nobody in the world.
I don't mind a Subway from time to time.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you were going to go with nobody likes Subway. Just kidding, April Fool's. We all love Subway.
No, I don't like Subway.
Okay.
No, not even. I'm nothing on Subway. Yeah, that's right.
My other favorite one was Volkswagen. We're like, we're changing the name of our company to Volkswagen. And people were like, hey, remember that time you pretended all your diesel engines were clean, but they were really polluting and it cost you billions of dollars? Hey, remember that?
That was a good April Fool's.
Good April Fool's prank. And then like a bunch of their investors were like, hey, this could actually impact our bottom line, so we're going to sue you, Volkswagen.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that we're now people are just turning it on them? We're like, no, you've done terrible things and we're just not having it, quite frankly.
Mm.
Brand, get out of here.
Get out of here, brand.
Yeah, there you go.
She can bring me a delicious meatball sub, in which case I'm quite okay with it, Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's fair.
Deliver me a meatball sub in a Golf.
Please. Mm. So this week we've got news of more delays. We've got a trailer for James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. Another one, Mason. Space Jam and Spiral and Rick and Morty also got trailers.
That's right.
Knives Out, more Knives Out are coming.
Mm.
We'll talk about that.
Watch out.
A Thor cameo, a new Thor cameo. There's going to be some Star Wars news in terms of the new Ewan McGregor-led Obi-Wan Star Wars news series.
That's right.
It's just him doing Star Wars news. There's so much Star Wars news coming, you say.
Oh, so
he's at a desk.
In character as Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, the actor Ewan McGregor. Oh. Coming up on the Clone Wars, he says.
Okay, could we have potentially two series?
Okay.
One is the actor Ewan McGregor doing Star Wars news.
Oh.
But then there's another one running concurrently, which is the character Obi-Wan Kenobi and he's doing news in the Star Wars universe. This is his first bite at going undercover.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's like, well, I'll go undercover as a mild-mannered reporter.
These glasses will do the trick. What if he was reporting on the real world in the Star Wars universe?
Wow.
Yeah, incredible stuff. We're also going to talk about Thundercats.
Hello there.
Hello there. So they could
Thanks
call
for
it.
Tuning in.
Yeah, they could call it Hello There Tonight if they do a night episode also. Yes. You know what I mean? And then, of course, we're going to be talking about...
Or Good Morning Hello There, if it's a morning show.
And we're going to talk about, of course, Godzilla versus Kong, which is a big release.
I said okay, but I enjoyed it. So
yeah, me too.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yeah, we'll get into it.
Good morning, hello there.
Good morning. Do you want to talk about Suicide Squad trailer?
Well, how about this, James?
Okay, what are we doing?
He goes
Time codes as well.
He goes undercover as one of those guys in like the SUV that drives around for a radio station and gives away prizes and stuff.
Would you like a piping hot can of Coke? Because it's the desert.
Yeah, it's the desert, yeah.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Just searing cans of Coke, just pegging them at people. I love it. Pegging means a different thing sometimes, by the way, just so people know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't always mean that one thing. It also means a different thing.
Intriguing.
Let's talk about the Suicide Squad trailer just quickly, because there was a Green Band trailer released.
Yeah.
And my biggest takeaway from this was the arm fall off boy reveal. Nathan Fillion, his arms are akimbo.
His arms, but they're not just falling off, they're floating about. What power does he gain from that?
I don't know. He can punch from a distance?
I mean, we don't even know that yet. They were like 2 inches from his shoulders.
That's a good point, yeah. No, I'm not actually sure. I don't know. Because in the comics...
He seemed very pleased with himself.
He did, didn't he? In the comics, he just pulls off his arms and he just like whaps you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, that's a different situation.
What was interesting about this one, first of all... the squad seems to be more low-tech than it was in the previous version.
Mm.
And I'm saying specifically... So I think that this has maybe gone around the internet, and I think maybe you've mentioned it as well. It seems to be in this movie there is two distinct... that like the squad has been broken up into two distinct teams.
Yeah.
And...
Or half a dead.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think what seems to be... what may be happening in this thing is that... You know how there's the team that do kind of that Wild Bunch dramatic walk to camera?
Yeah.
And it's... Mongol, Captain Boomerang,
Armful Off Boy,
all
the dead ones,
Javelin, and Pete Davidson, etc.
The dead ones,
yeah, the dead ones. Well, there's a moment where we look in, we're at the Task Force X headquarters, and there's like a switchboard panel with the photographs of most of those characters on it.
Yeah,
and the switches are to set off the detonators in their brains.
It used to be an app,
right? It used to be an app, right? maybe they took it off the App Store.
They might have, yeah.
but that panel contains Harley Quinn and, like, most of the people on that team.
Yeah, right.
Which suggests to me that most of them are going to die in, like, the first act. Or seemingly.
Yeah, right.
I think because what I think we're getting from this trailer is some stuff from the start and then maybe some final battle stuff. Like, there's a beach, nighttime beach scene.
Yes.
So I think maybe it's going to appear as if a bunch of the team have died and then some, like... Armful Off Boy, the detachable kid, he's going to come back. I think maybe him and Mongol are going to come back.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But other people, I
wouldn't mind. I like surprises.
Yeah.
And I like to be surprised.
Well, I think we should
just... I love April Fools.
I think we should just evaluate, like we should examine these on such a granular level that there is no more surprises.
Ruin everything for
Let's
everyone.
Ruin everything, yes.
Yeah, I think...
Us most of all.
That's my favourite. Speaking of ruin everything, our Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 3 review is up right now. If you do want to check it out, Collings did an amazing job. They got up early at BigSandwich.co, the audio version. Well early.
Well.
Too early.
Well.
If anything, yeah. Mm. But let's talk delays but not dismays.
Do you have anything else to say in that?
No, I didn't write any notes. I just wrote Armful Off Boy.
Of course, that was the main takeaway, I think.
Yeah, that's what I got
I think they're rescuing the thinker.
Yeah, because they need him for something.
Yeah.
Maybe to interface with Starro or something.
Yeah. Or maybe he created Starro.
Maybe he did.
I don't know what the,
Isn't
what
he
I,
like an interdimensional
thing? Yeah, he's
like
an interdimensional thing, but maybe he's a, you know, they mix some stuff up.
Didn't they going to put in some Watchmen kind of squid stuff, like as a homage?
Oh, I think probably, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What came first, the squid or the
Starro?
Starro did.
Anything else? We see Ratcatcher doing a rat catching
stuff.
Doing
rat catching.
Yep.
She's got a rat catcher wand.
Yeah. True. Mm. That's about it. Looking good. Looking
I agree.
Good, that show.
August.
Movie
and show.
Mm-hmm.
So again, delays but not dismays. The segment of the show where I name a bunch of things that have been delayed, but don't dismays.
Are we also going to have cancellations?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not
cancellations. Just gone. Just forget it.
Cancellations, be sad about us.
Yeah, I am going to get to that. So first up, we had Uncharted. it was moved back a week to February 11th.
Okay.
A very unpopular move, in my opinion.
Of 2022?
Yeah, 22, yeah.
Okay, right.
Just kidding, nobody cares. Venom 2 was pushed back a week from the week it came out, is coming out, to a different week.
Wow.
When is that? Maybe June, maybe September, I didn't check. Mortal Kombat also, this one was...
one week, right?
Something like that. And it's out like 3 weeks or whatever it is. So we've got a gap to fill in Caravan of Garbage, so we're going to do Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2, and we're either going to do Conquest or the web series or just a different thing. Or release that Avatar The Last Airbender movie that we recorded a million years ago.
We could play Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks.
Oh, we could, couldn't we? Mm-hmm, yep. I liked that game.
Right?
Or was it no good?
It was probably bad.
I remember it being fun. We played that together, didn't
we? Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times.
One of us
times.
Was Kung Lao and one of us was the other Shaolin monk that's in that game.
Yeah, that's right.
Who knows?
I remember fighting a lot of Barakas.
Yeah.
From memory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's set between 1 and 2.
I don't know.
No one knows. Nobody played it except us and we don't know.
And cut, and that's the Caravan of Garbage. We did it.
Just put that up. Ben, make this into something. Edit this into a video.
He doesn't listen to this.
So, yeah, pushed back a week. I think that's to make room for Godzilla versus Kong because it's doing well. So why not just, like, let it kind of spin its wheels a bit in the box office and get those HBO Max numbers in, you know what I mean? Big time.
Oh, yeah.
And then Resident Evil, which is called, what up? It's that city from the first game. It's moved from September to November.
Raccoon City Palooza.
Yeah. So, which is... I haven't seen any of this because I haven't released any trailers, but I am interested to see what Resident Evil is going to be doing.
Yeah.
Because I think it could be good. Famous last words. But,
you've done it now.
What do you do? You know what I mean? We're nothing here but wild, inaccurate predictions that people then throw in our face 3 years later. Every now and then we get an email that's like, you said this in 2014. You thought you were going to love Justice League, you fucking idiot. Like, we get emails like that. We're in the present now. We know, all right? We move forward in time,
too. Okay, but what if we didn't know? What if we'd forgotten about that? We shouldn't be allowed to forget about these things.
You're probably right, yeah. We did some We Got This Covered episodes in Big Sandwich where we go through a bunch of predictions that we got wrong.
Oh, we got wrong, yeah.
Yeah, we did. And the wrong list is much longer than the right list.
But it's more fun, I think.
It's way more fun, yeah.
And a lot of them were like...
some of them are jokes. I'm like, is this a joke? I can't remember whether I said this was a joke.
And some of them are like... Boy, did we say that?
Yeah. Huh. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? So more DC news, though. They've cancelled the movie The Trench, which is the Aquaman side core, which also starred everybody in Aquaman.
Yeah.
It was a horror film set in a trench.
Yeah, that's right. The deepest, darkest part of the ocean in that Aquaman movie.
Quite frankly, who cares, really? I mean, they're going to make another Aquaman movie anyway. It doesn't matter
Probably go back to the trench.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one is, which I do care about, is Ava DuVernay's New Gods.
Yeah.
And she released a statement. Would you like me to read it?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
As part of our DC slate, some legacy development titles, including this is from Warner Brothers. She does have a statement.
So here's the bloody propaganda.
That's right. Developing titles, including New Gods and The Trench, will no longer be moving forward. We thank our partners, Ava DuVernay and Tom King. James Wan and Peter Safran. So yeah, Tom King was working on New Gods with Ava DuVernay, which
and he, of course, for people who don't know, he wrote both the Mr. Miracle limited series, which he is one of the New Gods, and he also wrote the Vision limited series, of which WandaVision is sort of kind of
which is kind of wild that they now cancelled this.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah. For their time and collaboration during the process, and look forward to continued partnerships with them on other DC stories. The projects remain in their skillful hands if they were to move forward in the future. So yeah, they're not saying no. Forever.
They're saying no for now, if they bring it back, then everybody involved is going to come back in, apparently. Something to that effect?
Yeah, I also think, like, there's a lot... Warner Brothers have a habit of announcing a thing and then it just hangs in the air for 6 years.
Yes.
I think The Rock... I saw this the other day. The Rock was cast as Black Adam in, like, 2007.
Yeah.
Like, not a joke. Like, he really did. Oh, here we go. This is a statement. I thought I copied this over, but I didn't. Tom, I loved writing New Gods with you. I'm upset that the saga of Barda, Scott, Granny, Highfather, and the Furies ends this way. Diving into Kirby's fourth world was the adventure of a lifetime. That can't be taken away. Thank you for your friendship. And remember, Darkseid is...
That's a thing that they say.
So some sources have said this is partly this decision of... relation to the New Gods came from a desire to put a space between Zack Snyder's Justice League, which featured Darkseid, Granny Goodness, Mother Boxes, and Apocalypse, and a bunch of other shit, and this. So yeah, which
you know what I think? I think that's not true.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know, saying, oh, well, we can't have two versions of Darkseid. Well, you've got two versions of the Joker. That doesn't seem
exactly,
to matter.
Yeah.
You've got two versions of the Batman operating sort of concurrently. So
doesn't matter at all.
I think they're looking for a scapegoat for we don't know how to do this and we're panicking. We don't know if it's going to work.
So we won't.
Yeah, as much as I would like to blame Snyder fans for this.
Oh no, I don't think it's their fault. I think they are confused.
Yeah.
I think they are genuinely like like you said, we don't know what to do and we did this, but
they're bad at this.
And people like it, but we hate it, I think. And we don't want to move forward, but we also don't want to move forward on this different thing with some of these people in it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be like, "Oh, there was already a version of Granny Goodness, so we I don't understand what's happening in this movie."
I think it's more the dark side thing, if anything. They probably redesigned him and to make
him
more comic.
Yeah, but it's about the same. They redesign Iron Man in every movie.
They redesigned Thanos as well. He looks different movie to movie. So.
That's right, different actor, different everything. So
different everything, exactly. Yeah. Other trailers this week, so as of recording this, we haven't seen the Space Jam trailer because we recorded a fraction early. Mm. So
a scooch early.
We only imagine what kind of trailer, what kind of movies they've entered.
Oh my god, probably The Matrix.
Probably maybe the first Space Jam movie.
Oh, that'd be incredible, right?
God.
Yeah, yeah. Except they don't have Michael Jordan's likeness rights anymore. So it's just a generic basketball player.
I'd appreciate that.
Michael Jordan, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm just here to say good luck with the big gum. They can't say game.
Oh, because the NBA owns the concept of the basketball game, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw this, but Spiral also got a trailer.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
the
right.
New Saw reboot, sort of.
Is it a continuation?
Seems to be. I think I saw a photo of Jigsaw. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
or did you see a photo of a Jigsaw?
I might have seen that. Yeah, yeah. But Samuel L. Jackson is Chris Rock's father or something.
Okay. And I can believe that.
There's some investigations going on. Because one of them has hair and one of them doesn't. There's some investigations going on.
Uh-huh.
And that fucking puppet's, he's on a bike probably. Like you go into a room and he comes out on a little tricycle and you're like, oh no, this is bad.
I'm
news,
in a Saw movie, you say.
Jeebs.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's the return of Jigsaw? Or Carrie Elwes?
Why would Carrie Elwes back?
Because didn't he come back in the last one?
Did he?
I don't know. You've seen it.
I don't remember. Maybe.
Mm.
Let's do 5 more minutes on this franchise we barely remember.
I agree. But instead of doing that, let's move on.
Wait. Do you think if you were trapped in a room like and the Jigsaw guy showed up?
Yeah.
I'd just admit every bad thing you've ever done. And then he's got no choice but to
but
let you go.
Then he's like, no, you still have to dig a key out of your brain or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, but I learned my lesson, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I figured it out now.
And then the little puppet on the bike slowly backs up.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's probably on a string. Yeah. It's probably just pulling it back. We should maybe do the Saw movies to go out of garbage, or like the first three, because then they just go insane.
I probably am.
At a point.
As I've said, I've watched the first one.
Yep.
And I watched it. There was a gap.
There was.
Then we played the video game.
Which is not bad.
And which Lee Winnell wrote or part co-wrote or something.
Or James Wan.
And then I watched the movie Jigsaw and that's it. So I don't know.
I've seen two and the game and that's it. So,
like I've seen more Friday the 13th movies than I've seen Saw movies.
Wow.
I know.
That's quite the claim to fame.
Right?
And you probably saw the trailer for Rick and Morty Season 5.
I did.
Coming June.
All kinds of references in there. Transformers in there.
Oh, my God.
Blade in there.
Yeah, it kind of goes by so fast, I just don't really register a lot of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, good. It's a good show and I like it that it's back. I hate the fans, but I like it. Like most things, I guess.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yet to have gotten stale, so.
I think the hype around it and the fandom is definitely wears thin. But the show itself is still good.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. And they don't also seem to bend to the whims of what people want in it, which I appreciate.
No, no.
Yes.
They subvert expectations, James.
That's my least favourite thing. Speaking of...
So you'd rather people vert expectations?
I want them verted, yeah.
Like Tony Hawk would? He'd vert some expectations.
Do, yeah. He's got a great Twitter account, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, a kid said, do an ollie, and I did. And he's like, you're just like Tony Hawk. And he's like, yeah, in a way. I am like Tony Hawk.
I like to
most of his stories about people being like, you look like Tony Hawk, but you're old.
I like to think that every day he wakes up and he has breakfast and then he gets in his Bentley and he drives to like his Tony Hawk corporate headquarters.
Mm.
And then every day, like he's got a room full of interns and like a big like virtual reality hologram wall where people are just inventing scenarios in which people are like, you're not Tony Hawk. Like they're all.
You don't think that he's just bussing in new kids?
You might be doing that too.
Get in the van. I gotta take you to. So we'll just give you 50, just get in the van. I'll give you $50. Bring your skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I? Are you Tony Hawk? No, I'm not. Get it out of your head. No, I'm going to do some skateboarding, but keep in mind, I'm not Tony Hawk. All right.
You still got it.
Yeah.
That aggression that drives him. He still got it.
That's right. And the really knobbly shins.
Yeah, you
just of a man who's wrecked him 100,000 times.
Pretty incredible though that he's still doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That cannot be
best that's ever been.
Yeah, I kind
of
wish
he's the Michael Jordan of skateboarding.
It's
true.
Yeah, I kind of wish I picked it up when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I not obviously at this point. It's no.
Yeah, right.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Deadline, they were reporting there was a quiet bidding war.
See now, if I may, if you were going to pick it up now. You wouldn't have the lack of fear of death and injury that a teenager has. So you'd be in there with the elbow pads and the knee pads, butt pad, helmet, stack hat.
I'd have it all. I'd have the whole thing. Yeah. And then I'd still crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd land on the one part of your body that's not covered in a
pad. Yeah, but like if you twist your ankle or like do a knee.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many elbow pads you got on or knee pads, you know what I mean? It's trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You step wrong. Forget it. You're limping for the rest of your life. Anyway, there was a quiet bidding war.
Oh, shh.
Between Apple, Amazon, and Netflix for Knives Out 2 and 3.
Oh, right.
So these are owned and licensed by Rian Johnson, who I think made one of the best Star Wars movies, I'm just saying, and his producing partner and T-Street co-founder.
Don't tell anyone
I said that.
I agree, but
co-founder Ram Bergman on a picture-by-picture basis.
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix closed this deal for Knives Out 2 and 3 for $450 million.
Wow.
That's so much money.
Now, is that the production deal? So are they going to give him?
He's already making it, or he's already filming it? Yeah, I think he's making it. Then they buy it.
Okay,
I think that's.
So they're not personally handing him $450 million. But even if they were, good on him.
No, I think they are essentially.
Yeah,
right. Or him,
because it'd be going
company,
to his production company.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So pretty much, good on him. Get that cheese.
Is that the expression?
I don't know.
He's the next two Knives Out movies are just being filmed on Zoom.
Yeah.
Nobody's wearing any makeup or whatever. And he's just taking, and it's going to cost $1 million and he's just going to take $449 million for himself.
Absolutely go for it. So that's
good. The mystery is who's been muted on the Zoom call. It's Daniel Craig.
It's him.
That was the revelation.
He just didn't want to do it,
I'd
imagine. But I was going to say, we mentioned recently, I think I said specifically, I don't want to throw you in under the bus, but Netflix movie track record is not great, and I think so. This is good. Get
I think
some
so
good
too,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why
and
not?
And it definitely suits. You know, you're at home and you want to watch a good thing on TV, and it's
I'd still go to the movies for this though.
Like, yeah,
I would make a night of seeing a Knives Out movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Boy, you'd think that the whatever big movie studio put out the original would have locked down and based on the idea of. Hey, maybe people will like a well-written movie that is filled with movie stars and great character actors.
My goodness, yeah.
Guess not, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that means the people who are involved in the film now from now on? Because I think they've locked in two for three. They're like, give me $20 million, Rian Johnson.
Ah, okay,
give
right.
Give me $20 million of your dollars right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put props in my Zoom background.
Give it to me.
give me the money, Rian Johnson. Give me the money. Now, that's the thing. I think he has more bargaining power just because...
He makes good movies.
Yeah. But also he doesn't... Nobody beyond Daniel Craig is really required to be in any of the sequels.
That is true.
I mean,
An Ana de Armas, not even that.
I would like to see some of the characters from the original brought back for whatever reason. Yeah. However they can shoehorn them in, but there's,
I feel like they don't. They won't, though.
Yes.
They don't need to.
Yeah.
Maybe a few sequels down the line. Mm-hmm.
I think this will be more of a kind of a Marvel Cinematic Universe where he'll just get in.
Yeah.
People who are like, I would like to be in a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
So
I would love to be in a good movie, too.
And give me the $20 million.
Give me that goddamn money, right? We know you've got it on you.
Yeah, I was going to see it. It's sticking out of your
pocket. Open your wallet. Just let me see how much money you got in your wallet.
Let me see what you're holding, Rian Johnson. Oh, you got that cheese, as is the expression.
It's an Australian expression.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
We didn't even have cheese here.
Yeah, that's right. We're all lactose intolerant.
It's all fruit. Every meal is fruit, just tropical fruits. It's a fucking nightmare. Mason, Deadliner reporting that Russell Crowe is going to make a fun little cameo in the next Thor movie.
Does it say fun little cameo there?
I wrote fun little cameo.
The headline doesn't say fun little cameo.
No, but they're saying he's making...
I'm excited to be here and making a fun little cameo.
But they said he's going to be in it.
To win it.
Like, that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a minor role.
Okay.
So I think it's just going to be like a Matt Damon in the last one and et cetera, and so forth. Yeah. So that's fun. Yeah, good on you, Russell Crowe. Get that cheese. And, he's from New Zealand, so he wouldn't understand that expression.
Mm.
So I apologize. Get that kiwi bird or fruit.
So the universe you're building in this episode, James,
go on,
is that Australia doesn't have cheese.
Yep.
But we have an expression called, that is, get that cheese.
Yeah, because cheese is rare. We don't have it.
Okay.
So it's like, you get that if you can, because we do not have any cheese.
So is it a metaphor or is it? Do we really mean cheese?
No, it's money because you can't get cheese here.
Right.
You understand?
No. It's good though.
Everyone who listens to this gets it. It's just you.
I'm hoping you add more to this in this or subsequent episodes, but I like it. I like the world you're building.
Thank you. Star Wars News, Mason.
I'm ready.
The look on you was smiling and then your face just dropped.
It's business time, James. There's no time for fun because the Star Wars news has started.
Did you see that some stuff dropped on Disney Plus as well now?
Star Wars Legends, it's called Vintage. That's the one. That's about toy collecting and stuff.
No, it might be. No, it's like Caravan of Garbage movies.
Do you mean Caravan of Courage movies?
Shut up, Mason. Everybody knows I mean that. And it's broken my brain. It's rewired my brain. Yeah, it's like
I was hoping you were surprising me here.
Yeah.
Disney have acquired all the Caravan of Garbage videos and they're going to put them on. And then, James, you know what we can do?
What can we do?
Get that cheese, baby.
Yeah. But it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Obviously. Let me just check. I'll just open Disney Plus and see what we got here.
Okay.
Come on, Disney Plus. Stop being like this. Yeah, it's called Star Wars Vintage Collect. Star Vintage Wars.
Oh, yes.
So got Caravan of Courage, the Ewok Battle for Adventure, the story of the faithful Wookiee, the Ewoks animated series.
Droids?
No, not yet. Some of the Clone Wars 2D animated, not the third season at this point.
Okay.
So there you go. What's next, Mason? Star Wars news, that's right.
Here we go. Back to battle stations.
We got some Obi-Wan casting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's a synopsis, which may or may not have already been released, but this story begins 10 years after the dramatic events of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, where Kenobi faced his greatest defeat. He did pretty well, though. Cut that dude's legs off.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
If anything, Darth Vader suffered. Anakin Skywalker suffered a bigger defeat.
Yeah.
Because he got his arms and legs chopped off.
Embarrassing.
Very.
I'd be so embarrassed. And corruption of his best friend.
Don't take a photo. This is so embarrassing.
Come on, man.
I'm burning up in this lava. Stop it.
Corruption of his best friend and apprentice, Anakin Skywalker, turned evil Sith Lord.
Actually, my Padawan's my best friend.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm not best friends with anybody I taught ever, and I never will be. You got to keep that professional distance for the rest of my life, Mason.
That's right.
Sometimes I run into students and I just go straight back into teacher mode. Still there, mate. Still locked away. It's still a piece of my brain I keep handy.
Is when you say go back into teacher mode, you mean like run into the staff room so you don't have to talk to them? I just find the nearest staff room. You don't even mean whatever school is the closest.
I just mean
it can be
not,
a mile away. You just keep running.
I just mean not swearing.
Okay, right.
But they're all doing well, it seems.
Do you think if you didn't have the outlet of being Mr. Sunday Movies while you were still teaching,
yeah,
do you think you would have cracked and like yelled at a kid?
No, because teaching's quite rewarding, like regardless of, I found. But yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're nice.
Yeah.
That's the answer we all wanted.
So they also released the cast. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Huh, Hayden, who's he going to play?
Don't know yet. News reporter. Hayden Christensen.
Who's he going to play?
News reporter. He's co-anchor. Yeah. He's just on fire, though, the whole time. It's the Star Wars universe, so fire burns longer.
Today on Hoth, hot. Everything's everywhere's hot because it's on fire.
It's on fire.
It's on fire all the time.
Moses Ingram, who...
Isn't it ironic, though, that the planet Hoth is so cold?
Yes.
You'd think it'd be cold, James.
Colth?
The planet Colth.
Sorry, I stepped on your joke.
No. What I wanted is for you to get it.
Oh, okay. Well, so I did get it.
Yeah.
Because
that's how you know a joke, you know, is very good.
That's so true.
When whoever you're talking to gets it first.
We've got Moses Ingram, who I think she was the one who mentioned in a post that she's going to be playing with lightsabers, so people are like, young Ahsoka, maybe?
I see. Right, about right, that? Yep.
Because they probably can't use Rosario Dawson without aging her down, which they could also do. Mm-hmm. Joel Edgerton, he's back. Bonnie Pice.
Two things you need to know about her.
Yep.
She's in this.
Yep.
And also, she was in that Allison Mack sex cult.
What?
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
She's the one, so she was... The Ewan McGregor's, she's in the Star Wars movies as well.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
She's in two things, Star Wars movies.
And a weird sex cult.
A sex cult, yeah. But she got out and then there's a documentary where she's like,
it's a survivor. Oh, yeah, just to clarify, she's a survivor.
She's not one of the people who was doing all the crimes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh.
I would have thought he would have been saving up for like a bigger role, but maybe this will lead to a bigger thing. Because, you know, he's got a big Marvel role coming up. So that's going to be interesting. Indira Varma, Rupert Friend, O'Shea Jackson
Jr. Who's that again? That's a name I recognize. Sam,
I'll just say the others quickly. Song Kang, Simone Kessel, and Benny Safdie. You know the Safdie?
From the Safdie Brothers.
Who's weird get, awesome.
Yeah.
Rupert Friend. Let's have a look.
So there's a Kessel in there.
Seems that way, doesn't there?
Nominative determinism.
So Rupert Friend, he was the last Agent 47. You'd know this guy 100%.
Yeah, but he's got to be in other stuff because I never saw that one.
No, you know this dude. You know this dude. You've seen him and you know him. There you go. What do you think of that guy?
Oh, yeah. Looks a bit Luke Evans-y.
He's got a bit of that, doesn't he?
Mm.
He's in Homeland.
Land.
That one?
Home, .. land.
And away.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
That's right. Charlie Clausen co-starring. So, yeah, that's a good cast.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it if it comes out, which it should. I bet who knows.
Almost, probably will come
probably
out.
Probably I hope so, yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we talk about Godzilla's fighting a monkey, the movie, he's been forced to fight a regular monkey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then I have to talk about other news in relation to Adam Wingard.
Please.
Who was the director of that movie, because he's come out this week and he said, I'm directing a Thundercats movie. I'm going to be doing a Thundercats movie,
Is that how he put the emphasis on it?
Thundercats movie, he said.
I don't like that. No.
This is
interesting. I don't have a lot of faith in this project if he's going to say it like that.
No, you should, because listen to this. This is the greatest Thundercats movie lead up I've ever heard in my life, and you've got to love this, okay?
And we've heard a bunch in our time.
We certainly have. So Thundercats is like people don't know, it's like a He-Man-esque action series from the late 80s.
And if you don't know what He-Man is, it was a sort of Conan the Barbarian, but in space.
And very homoerotic, which is why I liked it. What did you like about it?
Yeah, that.
I liked that there were four people in that universe.
Yeah, just living on a barren, empty planet. They're like, we're fighting over this barren planet.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you got all those spaceships. Why don't you go somewhere else?
No, we got to. I like all the vines I get tangled in. It's not a good show.
No.
But But they did a reboot, which was better also, to be fair. So Thundercats ran from 85 to 88. Mm. But anyway, so Adam Wingard was obsessed with Thundercats, and he made it a point of saying, not when I was six, because he's like 38 years old. He was like, I was obsessed with Thundercats in year 10. So when he was like 15, 16, 17 okay, right. or whatever. So what he did over the course of that year, and it ruined his schooling, he wrote a 272-page script for Thundercats.
So more than 4 hours this movie was.
That's right, exactly.
So I mean, it probably would have even more than that because what's a 15-year-old know about script writing? It's probably just open.
He said
like
he hand wrote it.
Okay,
as well.
That's wow. Okay.
So it was one of those things where I would carry around my notebooks and talk about it. I didn't even realize kids in my class were making fun of me, and they would ask me questions about my Thundercats screenplay. It was only one day my friends asked me, and I was excitedly telling him about all the things about my Thundercats screenplay, and I heard him turn around to some of the girls in the class, and these were girls I had crushes on, and he was making fun of me for writing Thundercats. So this is a man after my own heart. Just loving Thundercats well past the point where you should be loving Thundercats.
This seems like a real Revenge of the Nerds situation.
Yeah.
But not like the movie, which is horrible.
No, exactly. It really is. Yeah.
But just
I bet none of his friends are doing a goddamn thing and he's making right? Thundercats movies. And what looks like is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. But he said in terms of how he was going to make it, it's going to keep the 80s aesthetic. He loves the designs and he's going to keep the designs.
Okay.
And you who loves sexy animal people, you said sexy, you'd probably also like those designs.
I didn't
designs.
Say any of those things. So you're,
that's what you're about.
No. That's what you're about, I think.
Okay, well, look. Yeah.
I mean, you brought this up. I had no idea this was happening, but you're right.
No, you insisted before the show that I mentioned this and make mention that you are the one involved in this. And I don't know why you're now turning it back on me.
Because it's the truth.
I feel like I've been betrayed for this thing that you love.
Wow.
But so...
You literally said that you were... loving Thundercats and you would never let it go. You said that.
No, I said he said that. Huh. And I'm loving that he wouldn't let it go.
But you said he's a man after your heart.
Yeah, because that's a
your
thing.
Your heart being a loving animal.
No, because I like, you know, when you get to high school, when you're still liking like kids' properties and like comic books and things like that, but you can't openly tell people.
Huh.
For him, it's Thundercats and for you, it's Thundercats.
No.
But for me, it's something cool. So like skateboarding or something. You know what I mean? That's what I was doing. But anyway, he said he didn't want to make it like the movie Cats.
Why would anyone want to make anything like the movie Cats?
Well, I thought maybe you'd do humans with
I see what
CGI,
you're saying. Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But he said it's going to be a hybrid CGI film that has a hyper-real look and somehow bridges the gap between cartoon and CGI.
Wow.
So it seems like it's going to be, well, he's talking about like it's this new thing. But I think also if you're going to make a Thundercats movie for some reason, why wouldn't you get the guy, aside from you, who loves Thundercats more than anything in the world?
You.
Him, this guy.
Oh, I see. Right.
But he looks through the sword or whatever, doesn't he?
Does he?
The guy looks through the sword. It gives him the sight of something.
Huh.
Don't you remember?
Not really.
You love it. You know what I'm talking about. He's pretending.
I was more of a Silverhawks guy.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah.
You liked those sexy bird costumes, didn't you? Again, sexy is what you said to me before.
That's literally what you said just then. This is the first time I've ever brought up Silverhawks, and you're like, Hawks, sexy. Interesting.
It is very interesting.
So, yeah,
okay, all that aside, what do you think about a Thundercats movie?
I'd probably watch it.
Yeah, we would, wouldn't we? Yeah. Do we do the next thing?
We did He-Man came in a billion years ago.
Yes.
And that was interesting but bad.
Yep.
And then since then we've had the She-Ra cartoon,
yep.
which I've not seen but people like.
There's a new He-Man cartoon with Kevin Smith he's doing.
Okay. And there's Voltron.
Voltron, yep. Are you talking like live action?
I don't know. Like I'm thinking of a very specific – because there's, you know, you can't say is any property from the 80s been made into a movie? Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
It's always happening. But like action figures, like that confluence of like – okay, it was a toy, and then they built an ad, a 22-minute ad sell the toy.
Yeah.
I guess G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say G.I. Joe. Yeah, I guess John Carter sort of falls into this.
Yeah,
but
and
it's not really an 80s thing. Yeah, yeah, oh, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, heaps of stuff.
Heaps of stuff, it turns out. But I don't know, I feel like your He-Mans and your Thundercats and your Silverhawks, they're different again from Transformers and Voltron, I guess, because it's more like mythical and swords and sorcery and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Great stuff, probably.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Godzilla's going to fight a monkey?
Yes.
He's going to, and he did in this movie
it's
that we
true.
Saw.
Yeah.
So do you want to know some dates, numbers? Do you want to know some dates, but or do you want to know some numbers?
Yeah, dates and numbers, please.
Okay. So Christmas is the 25th of December.
Huh.
Some people, depending on different cultures, have different Christmases on different days. Also, they're pretty sure that that's not even when Jesus was born, but it's just an arbitrary date that they've picked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know
it's
what
crazy,
you mean.
Right? Yeah. And that's all the dates I have for you this week.
Wow.
But I'll be back next week. I'll have a different date.
Different date. Oh, wow. It's James's date of the week.
So I think I opened too big with Christmas, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, there's nowhere to go but down. I mean, that's a big day.
I could do my birthday, but that feels like it's like...
And also people would steal your identity.
I don't want that. Yeah. So this is looking, though, to be the biggest opening since the pandemic hit.
Huh.
20 to 30
and
million.
That was a heck of an opening, wasn't it?
Certainly was. 20 to 30 million US, in the US, but it's also... On top of that, it's streaming. So to get that and on top of it being released online,
pretty impressive.
Pretty goddamn good. It did open in some territories internationally the week before, 123 million worldwide, which is pretty phenomenal, which is good news. It means like the vaccine's rolling out. A lot of people, like here, for example, there's been like extensive lockdown. So people, we've been going to the movies. I went last Wednesday night, last week, and it was like an early screening, just a public screening, and it was packed. Like it was jam.
I went this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was me and there was two other people.
Jam packed.
I had an assigned seat, but I just sat wherever I wanted.
You're allowed to do that?
No.
I'm going to have to call the police. Excuse me.
Don't do it. I'll kill you.
Then I'll call the police for that.
Wow.
I'll be dead though, won't I?
Yeah, that's the loophole. Perfect crime.
Yeah. So it seems good that, I mean, things are slowly...
Yep.
Going back to normal. Yeah. And it makes me just wonder what you think the story was.
Oh, James, no.
Gotcha.
Okay. Here it is.
All right.
Godzilla's about, isn't he? He's always swimming about.
He can't stop.
And Kong's about, isn't he?
He can't stop.
He's all on Skull Island, isn't he?
He won't stop.
But then Godzilla's like, I'm going to swim about and I'm going to blow stuff up.
What?
And people are like, that's not cool, man.
Don't do it.
Why are you doing that? And you're like, I shall not explain my actions.
It's a secret. I'll never tell.
I'll never tell. Every time he goes back into the water, he's like, shut up.
Everyone fucking shut up. I'll be back. I'll fucking kill you.
So they're
shut
like,
up.
What are we going to do?
Tell anybody I was here. I'll fucking kill you.
Zip your lips. And so there's just a lot of people standing in like, burned out cities talking to the press and they're like, I don't know what happened.
With the wind.
The wind did it, I reckon. Yep. No.
You see Godzilla just off camera doing like the neck slit motion.
Yeah. I think probably just shoddy building practices knocked all these buildings down. But then they're like, hey, let's get Kong and we'll get Kong to fight him.
No, that's not exactly what they were doing. Because they need Kong. Without spoiling it, to lead them to like a power source.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So they can use a power source to defeat Godzilla. But it turns out that maybe there's more afoot and maybe it's a bigger foot.
Who's the real monster? Real monsters.
There were a lot of real monsters in that, wasn't there? Yeah. So, yeah. It's about 2 hours in length, which I thoroughly appreciated because I felt like the last one went for a really long and boring time.
Mm.
What did you think of this, though?
I liked it.
Me
too.
I thought
it was pretty fun. It was, there was less... Just,
crap.
Yeah, just there were still human characters. What's interesting, though, I think, is that there were fewer human characters, and also I think they decided to perhaps reduce most of them to caricatures or like to silhouettes of real people.
It is a more comical, fantastical universe.
Yeah, they're like in the last one how you know Millie Bobby Brown's character she had a mother and a father and it was all you know they had a lot of issues together and it was all very complicated. Well, in this, she just goes off on an adventure and her father's like, "Where are you?" And she's like, "Boo."
And he's like, "I'll be back, but not for very. I'm not in this much. Yeah. Just so you know, so you're on your own for a lot of this."
Yeah.
The last one was 2 hours and 12, but. Felt much longer.
Felt much longer.
Because it felt like in that.
This one is much more brisk.
Yes. So there's kind of two. We'll do non spoilers and spoilers, okay. But there's two human kind of subplots, I guess.
Yes.
The main plot being the fighting. And one of them I felt more compelling than the other. But both of them.
Is it because one is about podcasting?
No, that was the one I felt was less compelling.
You know what's interesting? Because, you know, was it. The week before, we did an episode on things that take you out of movies.
Yeah,
all the things, and we did say, you know, if you're an expert in something,
sure,
then you know, anytime that subject is in a movie, you see all the holes in it. And as the world's most bona fide experts in podcasting, I'm like, so this guy, but Millie Bobby Brown, like meets up with a conspiracy theory guy who has done like 250 episodes of a podcast about Titans.
Yes.
And
the inner workings of
a corporation that he has infiltrated secretly and they don't, and he's going to go in and do some like industrial espionage in this place.
Yep.
And what, they haven't found him?
This doesn't disguise his voice.
Yeah,
it's also a popular podcast.
Yeah,
because relatively,
Billy Bobby Brown just listens to it.
Podcasts are pretty underground, though. You can have a pretty niche podcast, and you can be simultaneously reasonably well known, and nobody gives a fuck at all.
Well, that is very true. But also at the same time, I'm like, you're not the people that, yeah. that own this company aren't like.
What's this about?
We heard this podcast. Nobody on the grapevine's been like, there's a guy.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just line up all your employees and say, hey, say welcome to the Titans secret podcast.
Welcome
Titans.
To the podcast zone.
Right.
I'm your host, Mr. Secret Podcast Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I liked the other story, which is mostly focused about getting Kong into a big hole.
Mr.
In
Sunday
the earth.
Titans.
Yeah, that's right.
What I talk about.
Yeah, but I did think, though.
He's your host, Nick Mason. I'm on it as well.
Yeah,
I'm
so,
it.
Yeah. Well, I need someone to bounce off. But I think both of these stories, though, were way more compelling than the last two stories, which were like, not even, I think it was one story where it was mostly in boardrooms being like, where's Godzilla? Oh, we see him on this sonar. I think he's out of energy. Well, we better see if we can get him some more. Oh, there's a different monster. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I thought this was all much better and a bit sillier, which I think works. But we're not here for any of that because what are we really here for, Mason?
Monster fights.
That's right, monster fight. You've probably seen it from the trailers, but there's two, which is should have been the Batman-Superman formula.
Yeah.
You have a tussle up top and then a regroup and a gathering of weapons and thoughts and then a rematch.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
Isn't it largely that, though? Feels like
no,
it
is in this.
Yes,
that's
yes.
what I'm saying, but it wasn't in Batman
Superman.
Oh, okay,
we're saying. Okay, right. Yes.
Yeah, so I appreciated that. And I think the first one, again, it's in the trailer where it's out in the ocean and it's on a big battleship. Mm-hmm. It is tense because Kong is a gorilla and he's not a great swimmer.
Sure.
And Godzilla can shoot a giant nuclear laser.
And he's a good swimmer.
And he's an amazing swimmer and bloke, I guess.
Yeah.
So
he's got a real swimmer's physique.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? I'm not a fan of Godzilla. I know people are. No, not as in like the movie. I like the movies and the idea of him and all of that. But like terrible, terrible, terrible thing that exists. If it existed.
Just an awful lizard.
Yeah, and I know it's like that's kind of the point is that he's the great equalizer and he comes in and if there's something like wrong with the earth, he's gonna smash it to bits. And I'm like, just fuck off. Like, no, thank you, man.
So you'd be on the side of maybe somebody else in this movie.
Yes. I was.
Oh, and the second plot.
Yes.
There's two plots. There's the podcaster and Millie Bobby Brown.
They're doing some investigating.
They're going to do some investigating into a cybernetics company.
Yeah.
And then the second plot is that employees of the cybernetics company and various researchers and people from Skull Island, they got to team up and they got to find their way to the what's it called? The inner earth.
The hollow earth. Yeah.
They want to find their way. They believe it exists and they want to get in there and find the secret hollow earth energy.
That's right. And use it to defeat a Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or whatever they want to use it for. Exactly. So I found it.
But again, the fights were very, I think they were great. They're mostly in the daytime, except if you've seen the trailer, there's like a neon soaked Hong Kong kind of.
Which felt very like Pacific Rim-esque as well.
But
which,
I think better.
Yeah, well, it's also been 8 years since Pacific Rim or whatever it was. Whatever it is, so that would make sense. But
they feel more real, I think.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I think also this one does a better job than the last one at scale. And also it does, it's more interesting fights because like you said, there's impact. You feel like the weight of creatures getting hurt and
buildings
falling down, which I never felt that engaged in the battles in the previous.
And it also helps that both of these characters have like recognizable faces, I think.
Yeah, totally. That definitely. Yeah, and they also have their own kind of personality, or one of them has a personality.
Kong's never looked better. Is Kong like, is he a name actor and they've mo-capped his face?
Well, last time it was Toby Kebbell.
Okay.
But I do not know.
This time it's Toby Keith.
What?
Country music star, Toby Keith.
Just while I'm looking this up as well, I thought it was interesting that Alexander Skarsgård was like, my brother tried to get in the Hollow Earth and he got squashed flat. He went in there and it crushed him like a tin can. But then you see when they actually end up going into the Hollow Earth and there's like this big, giant, like pulsing kind of blue energy. And it's like, well, I wouldn't fall into that. Sure. Like, your brother's an idiot.
Right?
Your brother's a massive fucking
idiot. You would have been like, I'm not prepared for this. Let's go back. Come back later. Maybe get some samples.
Exactly. I'm not seeing who, but somebody must have. They must have mo-capped it, but I can't see it. Because last time they kind of mentioned it up top and they made a big point of being like Toby Kebbell from the
country music scene.
Country music scene. But no, but the Apes movies.
Oh, yeah,
came in and did that.
Oh, because he was the villain.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. And I mean, regardless of how they've done it, like, he's got a real great, like, I'm tired and I'm sad face.
He certainly does.
Tremendous.
Yeah. I think that's what part of the reason also why I like Kong better is because there is like a human element to him that you recognize, and he is intelligent in the way that Godzilla isn't. Do you know what I mean? Godzilla has no empathy and he can't really be reasoned with.
Yes.
Like, he'll come around to your side if it's advantageous to him.
Sure.
But Kong can kind of be coaxed and reasoned with and has like emotion.
Where
the other guy's just a fucking lunatic who shoots nuclear fire.
You feel, it seems you're very biased against Godzilla.
Where are you at? Because Ben's a Godzilla. Ben's loving Godzilla.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I just like friendship.
Get out of here. You got to pick a side. If you had to pick a side, Mason.
Oh, the evil corporation. Yeah, look, it moves at a good clip, I think. I think is the primary.
Totally. And they don't really explain the scale because Kong's bigger, obviously, but Godzilla's a little bit smaller. But it seems to be, maybe, it's not really.
We'll talk more about it in spoilers, I think. Yeah. This never really felt like it was being bogged down with exposition or, you know, the science of it or any emotions of any kind.
There's a little bit of that, but yeah. There's a little girl which kind of interacts with Kong, which I thought was a nice kind of touch. I thought there was a few callbacks which I liked. One of them was flying Kong in, which, have you seen the original Kong versus Godzilla? Yes. They fly him in on
balloons
or whatever, and this, it's like helicopters. Yeah. And also, there's a moment where he puts his axe handle in Godzilla's mouth.
Yeah.
If you've seen that old one where he puts the tree in Godzilla's mouth, I thought, like, that must be a callback. Should we do spoilers,
Let's do spoilers. Anyway, I'm going to say best movie ever.
I'm also going to say best movie. I know a lot of people have been like, well, you should only come for if you like monster fights, but there's nothing else going on here. I think there is slightly more going on here than just the monster fights. I think the monster fights in themselves are excellent and some of the best we've seen also.
Yeah, yeah. Great fluidity of movement. Yeah. Like, they're really...
There is kind of the way that they move, there is that slowness through them as well of something that is kind of that big. And when, you know, Kong's doing a big punch, there is like that wind up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And also, just a lot of stuff gets wrecked.
So much stuff.
A lot of innocent bystanders, I'm sure, are dead now.
Definitely.
A lot of people just still in their office building.
Yeah.
Like, significantly after the fight has started. Yep. What are you doing?
You know one of those guys is going to fall right through your building and you'll be in it and you'll be dead.
Yeah.
You'll be dead. Mm. But I guess you want to see it, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Because they don't have Godzilla movies in this universe. They have to wait till he shows up in his town. And be like, well, wow, this is what I've been waiting for.
I would say that would be insensitive.
Yes.
In a Godzilla universe to have like Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I guess. They made some 9/11 movies pretty quickly though, didn't they?
They sure did, yeah.
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 And then they stopped making them.
I guess, you know what? What I said made zero sense. Like, you know how in Watchmen, how there are superheroes in the real world.
Yeah.
And so nobody likes superhero comics. They like pirate comics.
Yeah.
Like, that's an interesting idea. But of course there'd be superhero comics in that
world. Of course there would be. The boys do it, don't they, or whatever.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, spoilers.
Even though I like or prefer Kong, I think it was good that he lost the fight. I think because
he's not as good.
He's not, well, he's not as strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's smarter. He's probably a little bit faster. He can use tools. He's more intelligent. Mm-hmm. But he's just not.
This wasn't a battle of wits.
No, he's just the
come with a chess set next time, Kong.
Yeah, just the brute force behind Godzilla.
But I also think it's a strategic, like, the way the fights went was a strategic decision in the sense that of, like, It was a snake eating its own tail. It was Godzilla defeats Kong, then Mechagodzilla comes in and defeats Godzilla, and then Kong comes in and defeats Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
So we're still technically on the fence as to who is the most powerful titan.
But it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so I appreciated that. It wasn't something where I was like, oh, boo, I wanted my favorite one to win or ever, whatever. But I'm glad that they committed to it. They weren't just like, it was a draw.
Sure, yeah.
Like, even though, you said, there's, like, elements to it and whatever, but I think it was good. And also, the movie's called Godzilla. It's not Kong versus Godzilla. It's Godzilla versus Kong.
And also, I think the market, generally speaking, is more in favor of Godzilla.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I think he's got more cultural cachet and he's had for longer than, Like Kong, he hasn't been around as long as Kong, but there's more consumers who are loving Godzilla, I think.
That's probably true. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I like that.
Yeah.
And so you talked about the reveal of Mechagodzilla, which few people, including us, had kind of figured out beforehand. But what did you think about the inclusion of?
Liked it.
Eito?
I mean, here's the thing, though. This sort of, again, this expanded the universe into, we went from two movies where the world is relatively normal to all of a sudden there are like anti-gravity ships and humanity can build a gigantic robot, artificially intelligent robot Godzilla.
Aaron Taylor Johnson would be like, I didn't see any of this shit. I had to parachute in.
Yeah. Look, it's a bit of a jump and I'm fine with it because it's just a movie about monsters killing each other. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think they tried to they've almost gone the Marvel route of like, start pretty low key.
Well, I
there's
felt
a
it
few
was
super, yeah. like otherworldly elements.
I felt it was like Suicide Squad.
Okay,
the jump from like, you know, Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, where there's a couple of superheroes, and then all of a sudden it's crazy and just throw everything in.
That's fair enough. So you think this one probably made the biggest jump in terms you're probably right, especially because of the neon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get some big Rock'em Sock'em Pacific Rim style robots? Because they are the same universe. They could be the same universe if they wanted to.
I guess. Oh, because they're owned by the same company?
Yeah. I don't think they will. I think we probably will get more punchy robots and stuff in future episodes.
I think if anything, they would potentially do, I reckon they might do, because Pacific Rim is in the future, I reckon maybe they do a Godzilla has been dormant for years.
Okay.
And then he reemerges and he teams up with the Pacific Rim robots.
I also think Pacific Rim isn't as popular as they would want it to be.
Yeah.
And maybe they just don't do it.
Yeah. I'm also happy with that, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. Look, it's just about the robots. I don't care whether it's specifically the specific Pacific Rim universe. It doesn't bother me either way.
Yeah, and I also think Godzilla and Kong are way more iconic than the Pacific Rim.
Definitely.
Draw a Pacific Rim robot.
Gypsy
or a Pacific Rim kaiju, honestly.
Name a person in a Pacific Rim movie.
Stacker Pentecost.
Very good.
And also
Kit Lee Southern. That was my mate. That's made up. You didn't even know.
Whoa. Wow.
George Brushhead. That's more obvious, isn't it?
Is that a monster or a man? Oh, no, it's George Brushhead.
I'm a man. Just kidding.
Ah, yeah.
I got you, didn't I?
Mm.
So I liked also that you speculated specifically that maybe the Mechagodzilla was a previous Godzilla, which they used, but it ended up, which also makes sense because in the post-credits, the last movie, towards the end, they were mechanizing Ghidorah.
Yeah, yeah. So no Charles Dance in this
no
movie.
No Charles Dance. He promised he'd be back. He was like,
I'll definitely be back.
Coming back. But there's a lot of people that aren't back, so it's not just me.
That's right. So, exactly.
Don't worry about
it. What about the woman who played the mother? She's not back, is she? Oh, she died.
She died, didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, the character died. The actress presumably still alive, yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yes. So that's good. But, so essentially, Mechagodzilla is Ghidorah, really.
Yeah.
It's got the mind of
a real Megatron-Galvatron situation.
It is a Megatron-Galvatron situation. But it's got rockets and stuff. It's shooting things. It's got, does it shoot a chain fist? I can't remember.
No, he's got a rocket powered body.
Yeah.
And he's got some atomic punches.
Yeah.
And he's got missiles and he's got that red laser blast.
I think also you could just run out the clock on him.
Because he just ran out of juice
eventually. Yeah. Because you're going to have to, he can't recharge. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I assume.
But maybe I reckon he would probably know enough. If it's Ghidorah, he'd probably know enough to go back to the center of the earth.
Oh,
and recharge,
get some more energy or whatever. Go down to Kong special.
I thought you were going to say go down to Coles.
Go down to
local
Coles.
Local supermarket.
Get a roast chicken in a bag.
Yeah, that's
recharge
right.
Recharge your nuclear energy source.
That's right.
You can get anything at Coles, can't you? Good. It's a great place. But what did you think about all the Kong stuff in the center of the earth? And they also were like, oh, these guys all have genetic memories and stuff.
I think potentially that stuff might drag a little if there was a second viewing of this.
Okay, sure.
I think I'd be like, oh, yeah, the
where's
center,
he going?
The center of the earth stuff.
All right, he's got to go get an axe. All right, cool. Okay, yep. Mm. Oh, they're in the super gravity ship. Cool. Okay,
yeah,
good stuff.
I wondered if there was going to be more Kongs in that.
I wonder if there will be in future movies.
There might be.
Because, I mean, the center of the earth seems like it's a reasonably big place.
You know who I would like to see?
Who's that?
Ultraman.
Yes.
At this point,
how would you do it, though?
Because you did a video about Mechagodzilla and Godzilla and et cetera.
Sure.
And I posited the theory that I said that humanity isn't technologically capable of building a Mechagodzilla, so it's probably just a previous Godzilla in like a suit of armor kind of vibe.
Which is sort of what they did.
Yeah, which turned out to not be true. But like if you've gone, okay, well, scientists are capable of building their own giant robot Godzilla, as opposed to just building a giant robot or a tank or something.
Yeah.
Then that opens the door to everything else. And I don't know who owns Ultraman. Probably Bandai, but
they probably own it, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. I'll find out who owns Ultraman.
Bring in Ultraman.
Would you get a guy who was like, Ultraman?
I wonder if they'd tie it to the center of the Earth. You know what they do? They'd probably go, you know how there was a society in the center of the Earth or a civilization or what have you?
Yeah.
They'd probably be like, he's the last descendant of the society at the center of the Earth. And he's got Ultraman power.
Tsubara Productions.
Tsubara Productions.
I've said that wrong, obviously. But it feels like something that they could probably license if they wanted to, or just use a different. There's probably a variation they could do, or
Kamen Rider.
Sure.
The guy on the motorcycle, he looks like a bug.
Yeah, exact. Speed Racer.
They get Speed Racer.
And yeah, Astro Boy.
He just gets
Boy.
Swatted away. He drives. He springs up at the Mark
V. Big ramp.
And then just Godzilla just swats him into the ocean. But it's okay because it's got a submarine mode.
It's fine. It'd probably be okay.
Inspector Gadget.
Wow. Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Or French Stewart?
Both. In a trench coat. so they're big enough to fight the monsters. They're in their regular trench coats on each other's shoulders in a big trench coat.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about what you would like to see next because they also mentioned, and maybe it's been revealed by the time this goes out, but they shot a post-credits scene that they ended up using in the movie, but it wasn't specified.
I think it's the stuff at the end, the Hollow Earth.
Yeah, okay.
We're down in the Hollow Earth, and what's going to be in the Hollow Earth?
More monsters.
More monsters, probably, yeah.
But what do you think the next step is? Because there's been speculation also that it's going to be an alien invasion.
Ah, well, King Ghidorah was from space.
Oh, that's the thing. They've already kind of done that. Yeah. But what I feel like by pitting Godzilla and Kong against each other, you're kind of in a situation where it's like, what are you? There's not another as iconic monster you can introduce.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. But again,
Speed Racer.
That's good. Frankenstein. Speed riding shotgun with Speed Racer.
Yes. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? I think you could maybe have them team up again to do a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they've got a mutual respect now, it seems.
They do.
So yeah, I think that's fine. Just bring in more of the monsters. But again, I feel like Ghidorah is probably the most, and I'm not a huge, Godzilla Monster Universe guy, but he feels like When I think of like one of those destroy all monsters posters, he's always front and center with the three heads.
Rah, he says.
Going rah, shooting lightning and stuff.
Yeah, so another Ghidorah.
So I guess there's probably like Super Space Ghidorah or something like that. There's probably an upgraded version.
Maybe the aliens from Independence Day are back.
Transformers.
Sure. There's probably a crossover comic.
Yeah.
I'll fight Ultra Fortress Maximus or whatever.
Yes.
What's the city called?
Metroplex.
Metroplex, yeah. It's a Metroplex action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it could be a little bit like that situation with Days of Future Past, where it's like we've combined all the X-Men, and then it's like, and now it's the 80s, and it's
you know
who
what?
Cares?
They could fight Paul Bunyan, gigantic lumberjack man.
That's true.
They
could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't be done, and I think this universe is like it's clearly like back on track compared to the last one for me. Mm. But though, to be fair, like I've liked three of the four of these movies. They've done reasonably well, and I think this one box office wise is going to do well, but I think it's going to be.
So you didn't like King of the Monsters?
Not really,
because it was boring.
Yes,
too much lightning, not enough.
Yeah,
lightning.
I didn't think it was as compelling. I felt it dragged. The human characters were, and I know they're never supposed to be that. Yeah. Not the point, but just dreading going back to them. I didn't feel anything when they're fighting each other and the moth comes in. I'm like, it gives a shit. Okay, sure. I don't care about anything. But this, it felt like. And I know this Godzilla character now at this point, and I've seen Kong, and even if I hadn't, I think it did a good job of like humanizing him. And even the idea that like his island has been wrecked by natural disasters, it seems, or like maybe global warming. It's not really specified why.
Power Rangers.
You could do Power Rangers.
No, but they wouldn't because remember the last one?
It was really good. Are they rebooting that?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're rebooting it and they're going to bring in all the old ones or something. Mm. From memory. I can't remember.
Yeah.
The important thing is that this movie was pretty good.
Pretty good.
But going to it, it's the title of it.
That's what it is. That's what this movie is.
Yeah. And I think it delivers on all of that.
Yeah.
So I cannot complain.
It delivers on the standard issue premise that we've said, which is they fight for a bit, then they're mates. The tension builds as they fight. They go away. They fight again. Then they team up against a bigger monster, and that's the end.
And my axe. He has an axe.
He does, it's true, yeah.
It's a Godzilla plate.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's also nuclear charged the same color, which is cool.
Yeah.
He's just fast and loose with that nuclear breath at this point, isn't he? Remember the first movie, he really built up, but now he just turns up and he's just like, bam, bam,
yeah,
bam. He's loving it.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
There's a moment where he's like, I forgot how much I love this. Blam, blam.
I will say this, though. I think before we wrap it up, the first movie did a very good job of using a minimal amount of Godzilla. I know a lot of people don't like that, but like when he did turn up into a city, it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think they've never quite been able to capture that since. Like the reveal of him and like, you know, they do that halo jump or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of see him move through the smoke and all those kinds of things. I think there was a lot of really visually interesting things in that movie
and
reveals which they haven't quite been able to match since. But this is still really
good. I liked all the city fight stuff was good. Like, I think they did nail the sense of scale in that. Remember they both grabbed Mechagodzilla's arms and they pushed him through that building?
That was so cool. Everybody died in that building. They were just going to work.
Everyone's dead,
yeah. My God. Good stuff. All right, guys. It's time for the next segment of the show, isn't it, Mason?
I love segments.
What do you think it's called, though?
I think it's probably called What We Reading.
Uh-huh.
What We Gonna Read.
I agree. Got to find that theme, mate. Didn't have it lined up. I didn't have it ready to go.
Whoa.
I feel like a right prat. I didn't even know, Mason. I'm doing the thing. Oh, I forgot to mention this in the review of Godzilla v. Kong.
Go on.
Where, first of all, they punch for a bit and then they're mates.
Oh, yes.
That's one thing. And it's also...
Gotta put that in.
That's right. IMDb removed the scores because it's being review bombed.
By who?
Well,
who is a nemesis to Godzilla v. Kong?
Who do you think it might be? If you had to guess, if there's one Warner Brothers property...
It's Snyder fans.
Yes.
Wow. But why? Because it's...
Because they're demanding the Snyder cut.
Oh, okay, right.
And this is the next, the Restore the Snyderverse. Here's the thing, though. This is not the...
I thought you were going to... For a second, my initial thought was, is it people who are upset about the outcome of Godzilla v. Kong? Like, people are upset at the outcome of the battle between the two. Like, I'm
surely
a big
not.
Fan of one of them, and I don't like it how the other one didn't win or what, you know, whatever.
I thought it was very well balanced.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, I don't think the way to get Warner Brothers to change their mind is to try and, like, cut the legs out from under another Warner Brothers property.
What they should do is they should cut the legs out from competing properties, like from a different studio.
Exactly.
And then be like, we have this, we wield this power,
and we can do it for you. But I also feel like, and I know it ebbs and flows and it comes in waves, I also think it's entirely possible that... Like, it does feel like the Snyder Cut stuff is kind of fading a bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks and...
They've gotten what they want.
But I don't just mean them. I mean, I don't think that part of Snyder will ever die, but people's interest in general is kind of waning.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying there won't be a resurgence, because there will be, because the Snyder Cut, the initial one for Justice League, you know, it ebbed and flowed and it came and went depending on rumours, but... For the moment, I think people are jack of it, mate.
And also, I think, you know, what is probably important to note as well is that release the Snyder Cut was easier to do because there was a bank of film canisters with that on it.
Yep.
To restore the Snyderverse, you have to rehire Zack Snyder and rewrite, you know, write a bunch of movies where there's nothing yet.
It's a whole thing.
You can't, you know, open up an editing booth and put together, because there's no footage to put together, so.
We won't have it. I'm jack of it, quite frankly.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go. The other thing is, for what we're reading, I just want to quickly mention, this week we're doing Time Capsule and Big Sandwich, where we look at the year 2008.
That's right.
Which, among other things, is Iron Man and The Dark Knight, which kind of set the tone for...
For what's happening right now,
exactly.
The current cultural
moment.
The
Snyder Cut.
That's
what started it all. So I also read, we read and recorded Truth, Red, White and Black, which is the Isaiah Bradley Captain America origin story, which that's coming up as well.
Yeah.
But also I read the comic off your behest, Maniac of New York.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Good, right?
I loved it, Mason.
Yeah.
So for those people who don't remember or didn't listen to those episodes, it's a Freddy Jason murderer type.
There's a it's set in New York, and there is, for the last four 4 years in New York, there's been a hockey mask, a masked kind of axe and sword knife wielding maniac
yep.
called Maniac Harry. Some people call him Harry.
Yep.
And no one seems to be able to figure out who he is, where he's come from, or how to stop him. Like, he seems impervious to pain.
He might not be invincible, but maybe he is.
Yeah, but rather than you know, stopping him, they've just the entire city has just adjusted to life with.
Yeah.
They're like, here's the weather, and here's your Maniac Harry report. Like, what's he doing today? We haven't seen. There's been some unconfirmed reports, you know, down in Brooklyn yep. or whatever.
That's it, and, exactly. And every now and then he gets into some bloody strife. Yeah, that guy, doesn't he?
So, but there is a there's a team of two.
Yep.
like a cop on the edge,
mm-hmm.
and a bureaucrat. Two women who are like, we got some stakes in finding out this guy's whole deal and stopping him. So we're gonna do that.
We hate this guy.
Yeah, because he's a mass murderer.
Yeah, he's murdering too many people. So yeah, it's only two issues in, but I've already bought the third one, I think. So
oh,
I'm enjoying it very much.
Cool.
What have you been reading?
I've been reading. Speaking of stuff we've talked about before, remember we mentioned Die, the Kieran Gillen comic book about
yes.
people trapped in a sort of a Dungeons and Dragons world? Well, Kieran Gillen also wrote something that I read the first issue of some time ago, and I thought, this is great, I'm going to get back into it, but I never did. It's called Once and Future, and it's an ongoing, I think, and it's about some sort of British nationalist terrorists who want to like make Britain great again or what have you, and so they resurrect like an old English king, you know, like an undead king, and it causes all sorts of supernatural uproar, and the only people that can stop this you know, potential apocalypse in the making is a former monster hunter who's now like an old age pensioner lady, and her grandson who has no idea what's going on.
Terrific stuff.
It's cool.
It's good because I'm about to buy instantly volume one.
Whoa.
For $10.99.
Oh, that's nearly $11.
I'm going to click on this, Mason.
Is that Australian dollars?
It's Australian.
That's not bad. Mm. It's worth it, I think.
I'm going to get that cheese. Okay. that cheese.
Okay, right. Okay.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Okay.
I don't mean to. It's a very clear metaphor, and I don't mean to muddy it.
Okay, so it isn't one of those terms that means it's the same word, it means two different things.
No, it is also.
Okay.
Anything else that you're reading?
I read the first issue of Silk,
Spider-Man
spin-off. Yep. Silk was the second person to get bitten by the radioactive spider that also bit Peter Parker.
But so hidden in a cupboard.
Yeah, so she has spider powers also.
But she's hidden in a cupboard, so she hasn't been around.
Yeah, that's right.
Not in a cupboard, but she wasn't around for a long time.
She was in a bunker, I think.
Yeah. Good stuff. Should I read that?
But
it's one issue.
It is one issue.
I might wait. Wait for a bit. Come back and talk to me in 6 weeks.
That kind of word, James, is a contronym.
What's that mean?
It's a word that has two contradictory meanings.
Oh, like cheese. Like get that cheese.
Like get that cheese, which means both get money and give money, spend money away.
And make money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also three.
Means three things.
Well,
is there a word for that?
I don't think so, no.
My goodness.
We're breaking boundaries here.
We really are. Should we do the next segment of the show before we break any more boundaries?
I think we definitely should.
Okay, why don't we do that then?
Okay.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a take away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
What up, dogs? it's letters time. And if you want,
let's get that cheese, James.
That's right.
Which means to check your mail.
Correct.
And read any letters you've received. It's physical, an Australian expression.
Physical and or digital.
That's right.
Weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or #weeklyplanetpod. Do we have a audio letter this week, Mason?
We do not.
Oh, my goodness.
But
send some more email.
Send some audio letters.
So it also may have been lost in the kerfuffle and shuffle of the email box.
Potentially,
so,
there you go.
But what do you have in terms of letters?
This is from Nick Norris.
Okay, Nick Norris.
He says, my nightmare theatre experience.
Here we go.
What's up, guys? Last night, something really cool happened. The director of Godzilla vs. Kong, Adam Wingard, crashed our small theatre in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Home of Black Betty.
Whoa!
Of the song Black Betty. Bam,
whoa!
Bam. Cool stuff. That's my editorial there. He didn't write that.
Okay.
Cool stuff like this never happens around here, so it was a treat. Anyway, this great movie experience got me thinking about my worst movie experience. When I went to see Jurassic World in theaters one Saturday, the film paused about 40 minutes in. A worker then came over the intercom to announce, "A family of four has just arrived late, so we're going to start the movie over."
No!
Everyone was visibly annoyed, but the crowd seemed to give the family the benefit of the doubt, as maybe this was some kind of unusual situation, like a special showing to a sick child or something, I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Turns out, though, that nothing was special about the family, except that they knew the theater worker and requested that the movie be restarted. This led to everyone complaining, a full theatre being reimbursed and the worker being fired on the spot. Anyway, I hope you found that interesting from Nick. Yes.
The worker knew the family.
Yep.
So it wasn't like the manager made the worker do it and then fired the worker.
Doesn't sound like it.
They could have at least just said, "There's a problem with the reel, we have to re-whatever." Right. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's insanity.
As a disgruntled worker, that's what you would do. You'd be like, "Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
The bloody film canister exploded or whatever."
That's right, it exploded or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. You know, sometimes things happen or whatever.
Had to get technical or whatever.
You wouldn't know because you're not a projectionist, but as a projectionist, you know that sometimes a film canister explodes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I feel the same way. Mm. Wow. What is your worst theater experience? Do you have one?
I mean, beyond, like, most of the bad theatre experiences I've had have just been, like, the sound cuts out.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you're 20 minutes into a movie or you're, like, at a critical moment and the sound cuts out and everybody sits there for a minute. They're like, is this part of the movie?
Part of the thing?
Is there some significance to the fact that the characters seem to be talking but no sound is coming out of their mouths? Is that relevant?
Yeah.
Is there a twist coming?
Yeah.
And then you do, like, 10 minutes of that, and then somebody stands up and walks out of the theater. Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, sorry, folks.
I don't think this is."
And they're like, "We'll give you free tickets if you want to come back." And you're like, "I don't want to come back.
I don't want to come back. I'll never come back. I'm here."
All right.
I'm the guy that goes out and be like, "Fix this thing." Like, I used to not be that guy, but now I'm like, "I ain't got time for this." I think it was the first time I did was The Family Stone, and it was like stretched. Remember the movie The Family Stone?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "I'm not watching this goddamn stretched movie. You fix this movie goddamn right now." I didn't say that. I was like, "The movie's all, it's all fucked up."
You know, okay. You didn't just walk out to the candy bar and you're like, I'm not watching this movie's goddamn stretched movie.
I'm not going to explain any more than that.
you got to fix the damn stretched movie, as I tell you what. I'm
are
sick
you watching
of
The Fantastic Four? What are you talking
this
about?
Is, I'm sick to death of this bloody society with the stretched movies. I'm sick of it. Give me your money. Give me all your money. Are you robbing us, sir? What's going on?
I guess I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I feel that would be a suitable recompense for me, a man who's been forced to watch many stretched movies that I don't like.
Got a tweet here, which you can do at hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod, from John J. Script42. It says, "My guidance counselor and I just found out that we're fellow Wackadadoos, which is the name of people who listen to this for no
That's
reason.
That's right.
And spent an hour reciting our favourite jokes, the jokes you do specifically. I promise not to tell people."
You can just talk about your favourite jokes, though. I know about a certain man from Nantucket.
Yeah, what about him?
Just a colourful character, I guess.
I bet he would be. "I promise not to tell people where his Tom Holland impression came from. P.S.
That's some good leverage you have on your camp counselor.
Throw him under the bus.
Yeah, do it.
Big time.
He'll be doing it. It'll be he does it, and you have it queued up on your phone. Have one of our episodes queued up on your phone. And
yeah.
And then you'd be the. Are we talking about what? Are we talking about camp counselor?
Camp counselor. Yeah.
You would be the king.
Guidance
of that
counselor.
Camp.
Sorry.
Guidance. Oh, counselor. Yeah. You'd be the king of that school.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
P.S. What's the best buddy cop movie?
Oh
my goodness. Is it Beverly Hills Cop 3?
No.
Is it the movie Metro? Does he have any buddies in that movie?
Don't know.
Is it another 48 Hours?
I was thinking maybe it's one of the 48 Hours films.
Is it the movie where he teams up with Owen Wilson and he's a boxer? Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
What? Are you exclusively doing Eddie Murphy movies?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Okay, let me think. Buddy cop movies. Or just buddy movies.
Let me type in buddy cop movies and see what we come up with. It feels like it's the other guys.
Yeah. The nice guys.
That's the one. One of them. Both of them. That's right. We did that whole episode, didn't we?
We sure did.
Actually, I saw Stuber relatively recently. It's quite good.
Okay.
Nice Guys is great. The 21 Jump Street movies.
Mm-hmm.
The first Men in Black, but only that one. I never loved Rush Hour movies. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
Where are you with those ones?
No, I bet they haven't aged well.
I hate everybody in the Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys movies.
Oh, yep.
And No Thank You. What about Cop Out?
No, that's a bad movie. That's thoroughly bad. That's one of the worst movies ever.
What about Tango and Cash?
That's a good one.
What about Red Heat?
Are you doing buddy cop movies or just buddy movies?
Buddy cop movies.
Okay, right. Because I feel like buddy movies. That's a good genre, right?
Buddy movie. Remember that song?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I've never seen the 48-hour movies. What are they like?
I mean, they're of their time.
Yeah, okay.
But I think I imagine they're still entertaining.
What about the Starsky and Hutch movie?
What about Superbad? That's a buddy movie.
I guess it's a buddy cop movie, Mason.
Are we exclusive? We are exclusive.
Hot Fuzz.
Obviously. Oh, tremendous. Yeah.
What about the movie Showtime with Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro?
What about the movie The Internship starring Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn when they get a job at Google?
What about the movie Showtime with Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Is it?
What about R.I.P.D.? That movie that's got Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges is in this movie?
Yeah. What about Let's Be Cops? They tried to do a Men in Black thing. What about Let's Be Cops? Which is apparently bad.
That cannot be good.
What about The Watch? Is that the David Ayer one with Michael Peña and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, it's pretty grim, but that's sort of a buddy cop movie.
What about Sherlock Holmes?
Which one?
They're the ultimate buddies.
Which movies?
The Robert Downey Jr. Oh, yeah. Jude Law.
What about Cop Out?
No.
Here's one. What about the one with Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Yeah, that's a good
one. But they're not cops.
They're not cops,
but
no.
Whatever.
But it's the same. It's the genre.
What about K-9? What about Turner and Hooch?
No.
What about Action
what about
Jackson?
What about The Heat?
I love The Heat.
The Heat with Sandra Bullock.
It's called Endwatch, that one I was talking about.
Ah, okay, right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. That's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
What about Action Jackson?
I can't. Maybe I've seen Action Jackson. Does it have...
It's got Carl Weathers.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What about Falcon?
Who's his buddy, though, in Action Jackson?
This is a woman on the poster.
Nice.
So a woman.
Do you think it's
What about Alien Nation?
Is
that a buddy cop movie?
Yeah, it's James Caan and a guy with a really big head.
I've never seen it, want to say it. Huh. What about Bad Boys for Life?
No.
What about Red Heat?
No.
What about Showtime with Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro?
No. You're not going to trick me into saying that's a good movie.
What about The Departed? Because some of them are buddies, but they're often just shooting each other. I feel like buddy cop movies are now coming to Netflix a lot. They're just doing them for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough buddy cop movies, isn't it? What about
we could list a few more for 10
What about
more
LA
minutes?
Confidential?
Oh, the greatest buddies of them all.
They're wow. big good buddies. What about Dredd or Judge Dredd?
No.
They're buddies.
Yeah, no, because that's regardless of which one it is, that's like that's a cop. That's like a superior and
What about Zootopia?
The movie Zootopia.
Yes.
Who's in Zootopia?
It's Jason Bateman and someone and a rabbit.
They're both
animals.
They're terrific. Yeah, cool.
What about the Chips remake with Michael Peña and Dax Shepard, which is apparently terrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about the movie Silver Bears with Michael Caton.
Oh, it's a Michael Caton joint. I would love to see them in a movie together.
What about the movie Cop Out?
No.
Here's one, Die Hard 3. That's a good one.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's buddy cop as
it is,
well.
It's true. Yeah.
It's the most buddy cop of all the diehards, probably. I guess. Interesting.
Very good.
What about the movie Get Smart with Anne Hathaway and Steve Carell?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Good.
If you want an okay movie, you should check that out.
It's pretty okay, isn't it?
What about Ride Along 1 and/or 2 with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube?
Nope.
No. I agree.
Mm. Anyway, we've listed all the movies there.
What about Cop Out?
No. Have you actually seen Cop Out?
Yeah. I watched it with you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Not at the movies.
No.
I was going to say.
I didn't even think I went to movies here. Yeah. What about Miami Vice, the movie with
Colin Farrell?
Yeah, and Jamie Foxx.
No.
Bad.
It's not like there's the look, we should definitely stop talking about this, but.
No.
All right. I was just kidding. I really want to talk about it.
We can do an
episode.
Forever.
Yeah. You got to. Can you feel the buddying in that? You
what
know
movie
I mean?
Were we talking about again?
Miami Vice.
No,
there's
not
no
at all.
Buddying in
no.
that.
It's just,
you know?
It's just boating back and forth to Cuba or something.
But that's the thing. Buddy cops don't necessarily even have to get along. There could be a friction, but there's got to be a buddy-like friction.
That's
but Miami Vice, they're just cops doing a cop
They're like,
job.
Are we going to stop these drug runners?
And they're like...
Yeah, we probably better. That's our job.
Now let's stoically sit in a speedboat and... Speedboat along, and it's nighttime.
Also, can we go to a nightclub after this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yeah. And we're going to sit stoically and drink whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look like Kane and Lynch, the video game.
That's right.
That's what they turn and they say to each other.
Yeah.
We're just like that Kane
People
and Lynch.
Walk up to them, they're like, you guys look like Cain and Lynch from the video game Cain and Lynch.
That people thought was going to be good, but the game wasn't that good in the end.
Yeah. And so by extension, one of you looks a bit like Nick Cave and the other one looks fairly generic.
What do you think of that, fellas?
Right.
Anyway, enjoy your night. Matthew Onestow. He writes in a bit, and I appreciate it. He's got good questions.
That's how it's pronounced?
Onestro.
I think I do this every time, don't I? Yep.
It could be Onestow.
I mean, maybe you're right.
Matthew, if you could phonetically change your Twitter handle, that's how you pronounce it. You don't have to do that. Good stuff.
Or you could change your name.
Mm.
Like if it's pronounced Onestow,
yeah.
Put a W at the front of it.
We
so
appreciate
we know.
That. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Change it by Deadpool.
Could Starro just be in the first 15 to 20 minutes of James Pew 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 Guns the Suicide Squad? I say this because Quinn has two different outfits. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who thought this. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. She's also holding a javelin.
Yeah, and so we're pretty sure the javelin's going to die pretty early on. Yeah, maybe.
But maybe, though. We don't know when Starro's going to appear. It could be an early on thing. And they need Harley Quinn for a mission. But it seems like they're kind of an established team at that point, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But also, like, trailers are very good at, like, pairing reaction shots with a different action shot.
Yes.
So, like, there's a bit in the Red Band trailer where Starro appears and then you see Idris Elba go, like, whoa. And the joke there is obviously because he was in Pacific Rim and they had giant kaijus in that.
Yeah, and he's like, whoa.
But it's possible that he's not even in that scene.
Exactly.
Like, that the Starro might be at the start and then they kill him and then they're like, the Thinker was involved here. We're going to get the Thinker or whatever.
Whoa.
But maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tough to say.
That's what I like.
I guess we'll know when the movie comes out.
We definitely will. Do you have another
email? I've got another email. This is from Carl.
Hello, Carl.
With the subject line, bad jokes, and I'm like, here we go.
Is it Carl with a K or a C?
With a K.
Ugh. I don't have a preference.
And I'm like, here comes a scathing review of our podcast because it says bad jokes. Yeah. It says, hello, James and Meso. Started watching your content after stumbling upon the Raimi Spider-Man Caravan of Garbage videos and have recently started working my way backwards through the pod and I'm loving every second of it.
Oh my
I want
God.
To ask, what is your least favourite joke or gag that appears in lots of different films? Mine is when a character falls over, is hit by someone or otherwise injured and says, I'm okay in a funny voice. You know, it never fails to make me I'm fine.
Yeah, I hate that.
My balls are fine.
I'm all right.
Mm.
Don't worry. And people are stepping over them or whatever.
Yeah.
God, there's so many.
You know what here's one that worked once and never again. It's when somebody goes, you know, this isn't a movie.
Yeah, that did work once.
But it is.
They did
it's
an
always
Endgame to explain time travel.
Yeah.
This isn't the movie Back to the Future. This is the movie. I mean, this is the Endgame. This is Endgame.
Yeah.
Just the situation we're in.
Yeah.
Not the movie. It's not a movie. Yeah. No, I don't like that either. Yeah. Ah, man. I wish I had have thought about this before the show. I could have thought of something.
Well, we've got 10 minutes to pause and just think about
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Maybe I could Google overused jokes in movies.
Great. Terrific.
Jokes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate it when somebody's talking about somebody and they're behind them.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, I hate the guy who's got a big dumb head and I'm sick of him and he comes in. If he was here right now, I'd tell him what for. And he's like, oh, my God, he's behind me, isn't he? He turns around and he's like,
yeah.
Now you're in for a drubbing, mate. I'll tell you this much. Yeah.
Everybody knows you're back up against a wall.
Yep.
So there could be no one behind you before you start spewing, you know, spilling the tea.
Exactly.
Or as we call it, getting the cheese.
As is one. Here's a Reddit thread I found from Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Where jokes that are overused in movies or TV shows. The Wilhelm Scream.
That's a funny joke.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. I don't know what that is.
What? God, I'm so sick of both of those jokes, those great jokes. Have you stumbled on a Reddit subreddit that is exclusively for tricking people who Google stuff?
There's like five responses and none of them are good. One just says, any stereotype. Thanks, it's really good.
That is a great joke, isn't it?
References to pop culture after the 90s because I don't get it and it's not funny.
It's not funny.
I don't get it and that's not funny
to me. That's not funny to me. Meh.
I thought this was going to be interesting, but
I thought it was
going
to be a gold mine, but it's not.
Yeah. My goodness, no, that sucked. I apologize. Watch Mojo, I've got a list. If it's a video, I'm not going to read it. Watch it. One character suggests an idea and the other character says it's terrible, then proceeds to present the exact same idea. Yep.
That's a Lion King thing
as well. Musicals that poke fun at the fact that everyone's suddenly singing and dancing. Fart jokes.
Wow.
I think you can make a fresh fart joke.
Somebody's a bit cultured, aren't they?
The cool grandma who pretends to be frail. Okay. Yeah, that's so. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, right.
What is it? What? Like they do a rap?
Yeah, they like do they do a rap, exactly, yeah.
Rap?
Yeah. Or how about, you know, that you know, any moment where it's like, this plan's not going to work and I'll be no part of it, and then it cuts to them and they're like in a dress or whatever because it's they're in the plan, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What about this one? That's a good one. What about this one? Is that something in your pocket? You happy to see me or whatever? What's that in your pocket?
Uh-huh.
Is it your dick? No, it's a gun or a mint. And a big mint, I guess. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's someone they think is like, is that a gun? No, it's a roll of quarters. You know what I mean?
Just people confusing things for other things in people's pants.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. No, I don't care.
Is this
care
because
for
you have no object permanence?
I have nothing going on in my life.
Wow.
At all, yeah. Mm.
That's incredible, James.
Yeah. That's it for me. What, do you got another one?
No, that's everything.
Okay,
cool. Like everything else in movies. I think all jokes in movies are incredible.
I disagree.
Yeah.
But also, you make a lot of sense, and that's what I like about you. Mm-hmm. Should we wrap up the show?
I think we should wrap up the show. Thanks, folks, so much for listening. We hope everybody's doing all right out there, having a grand old time. Hope you're getting your jabs if you're a boxer.
Yes.
Hope you're getting the cheese if you're in any other form of employment.
We are not our jabs are currently under – they're under-delivering big time.
They sure are.
Because I don't know if people know this about this, but our federal government mm-hmm. is the biggest bunch of fucking Muppets on the planet. Oh, not on the planet.
Top three.
Yeah.
Top three.
In a developed, like, country. Yeah.
Top three.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Big three.
Yeah.
We consider ourselves in the big three. The other two don't.
Definitely don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Big Muppets, hate them. Anyway, we hope everybody's getting healthy out there. Folks, thanks for listening.
Mm.
Thanks for telling a friend and subscribing. Thanks for lying to a friend in an attempt to get them to listen to the podcast. We hope it works. If it does, let us know. Thank you for leaving some nice reviews. James, you got some nice reviews?
I got one right here. It's from Cooper the Kid, who says, "It's great. I love this channel, and I've been a fan and subscriber since I knew what a podcast was. It's great to listen to when working or driving, trying to ignore others, but the best part of the podcast is simply when people ask what I'm listening to, and I can say with a straight face, oh, it's just my weekly dose of Red Dot comic book movie news shot straight up my butthole." Perfect. So you can do one like that, mm-hmm, or even mm-hmm. a shorter review from Draven1899, who says, "British guys tell all. One bloke puts on two fake Australian accents to talk about nerd stuff alone in a man cave."
It's all very true.
They've figured us out.
Yeah. One James, how about this?
Okay.
The movie The Medallion, featuring Jackie Chan and Claire Forlani.
Who's Claire Forlani?
She's in Bloody Men in Black 1, I think. Oh, that's a different woman.
No, that's a different woman.
A different woman. But look how high her kicks are.
What's it called again?
The Medallion.
You've clicked on Sausage Party.
Look how high that kick is.
Does The Medallion...
I reckon somebody gets magic karate powers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Like the tuxedo.
Like the tuxedo, but it's a medallion, yeah.
Mm. What about Bulletproof Monk? That's a great buddy movie.
I remember liking Bulletproof Monk.
I remember being less intriguing than
yeah, she's
guy.
Not in Men in Black. She's no. from like this the Medallion woman. She's from a different thing.
Is she from the movie The Medallion?
Yes, but she's also from the movie Meet Joe Black.
Terrific. Folks, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can go if you'd like if you've got any facts.
While
about,
you're doing this, I'm gonna check if the medallion gives you magic karate powers.
I think it definitely does. Folks, if you want to let us know if you know whether the medallion gives you crazy karate powers, you can let us know at weeklyplanetpod, at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter.
Yes.
He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Wikipedia Brown. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseu. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere?
Yes, I am everywhere.
Terrific. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group if you want to sign up, have some heaps of just bloody tons of fun chats about pop culture and podcasts and all kinds of nice stuff. Have a fun time.
That's right.
Have a fun time. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like to chuck in a buck, we would appreciate that. Keeps the lights on here in the aforementioned man cave.
Regular. No, it's more of a small home studio. But go on.
It's a man cave. You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through there if you want to buy some stuff through Amazon. Why not do it through our link?
Yeah.
Or you can go to BigSandwich.co. This is the big one. You go to BigSandwich.co for $9 US dues per month. But you can also get bonus podcasts, you get movie commentaries, early videos, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
So get on BigSandwich.co and get that cheese. And by get that cheese, I mean give us $9 a month.
Let us have it.
Yeah. So we can get that cheese.
So the medallion can be used for resurrection.
Okay.
It's got two halves of medallion. It also gives you superhuman strength and immortality. Also, it can take away the life that it gives, and it And at one point, the medallion appearing and talking to a snakehead, and it traps Snakehead in a medallion. In the medallion.
Sounds like the same medallion from the movie Double Dragon.
So they resurrect Nicole with using the...
Nicole Kidman?
No, it doesn't say Nicole Kidman, but it doesn't not
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls?
I think that's who it means, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh my goodness, this did not do well anywhere.
Huh.
People did not like the movie The Medallion.
Wow, that's unfortunate for the creators and stars of the movie The Medallion.
Next week, other things.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe we'll do a whole episode on either buddy cop movies.
Or The Medallion.
Or The Medallion, or jokes that you're sick of in movies.
Yeah, either way. Either and all, anyways.
It's just going to be us looking at Reddit and going, a man sings a song? What a terrible joke in a movie.
I didn't know that song and I didn't like it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Us more than anyone.
True.
What's up, Tyson?
It really
doesn't have to go that hard, but it does.
It does, isn't it?
Look, it's Zemo is grooving to the Becca theme.
He was doing a groove, wasn't he?
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.